Ireland's classic hits, something for the weekend. Now, you might have seen during the week, well, you can't have really missed it, Naomi Osaka, the tennis player, pulled out of the French Open because she didn't want to take part in press conferences. And there's been a kind of a lot of mixed views on this. Some people saying it's part of the job, other people saying, just let her do the tennis. Why should she have to talk to journalists? Damien Farrelly's on the line. And I know, Damien, you're a big fan of tennis, aren't you?
I always love when Wimbledon goes around. I know my wife is a big fan of tennis. We've never, ever gotten to Wimbledon, but it's something that's on our bucket list and we'd love to do it.
Didn't you price that before, Damien? And it was mad.
I did. I was trying to do it as a surprise, big roundy birthday for her, but I never followed through because it seemed like a lottery and you had to kind of be there or tickets were available, a bit like Croke Park hanging around off the outers or whatever.
Yeah.
And you might pick up a ticket and you pay over the odds for it. So, and look, there seem to be too many hurdles and I never followed through and I never did it. But
yeah,
it's something that is on our bucket list, as I was saying, and I'd love to do it. And sample the strawberries and cream before the match.
She can do that at home in the back garden, just pretend. Naomi Osaka, what are your views on this?
Well, I thought Boris Becker was a bit harsh. He said she potentially could end her tennis career, which I thought was awful. Because look it, if you're a professional tennis player or a professional anything in sport, I know you have contracts and it's all about big money now and it's all about the sponsors. But surely, for example, on her top, front or back, she'd have her sponsor there. So she plays her tennis, her sponsors are happy, and if she doesn't want to do because she feels intimidated those press conferences, leave her be, in my opinion, because she comes across as this person who is shy and is just not into the fame of it. She just loves tennis. So to pick on her and say, well, you got to do these press conferences, even though she's a slightly nervous person. If she doesn't want to do them, in my opinion, she doesn't want to do them.
It seems to cause her an awful lot of stress. And I know she was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, but she was almost kind of making fun of her because she didn't have much to say, which was kind of mean. Because clearly, Naomi Osaka does not want to be on these shows and she's been pushed on them. So she just put her foot down and said, nope, I'm not going to do it. And as a result, it's such a shame she pulled out of the French Open.
Yeah, that in itself isn't fair. She's young, maybe she's not used to the media and all the attention that it gets. But the irony is, the whole focus was on her from the media all week, and I'm sure she didn't really like that. I have a question for you. Why don't you like Ellen?
Why don't I like Ellen? I hate all the whooping and the fake laughter and all the hyperness. I just can't do it. I hate it. I was delighted when I heard the show had been cancelled.
I always thought you came across kind of like a real kind of person you'd like to have a drink with. You like high-fiving on the way down.
And as you said, no, but it's all fake.
And the big prizes.
No.
Yeah.
Like with the Naomi story, there's a lot of sports stars who, after their career in sport, when they retire, they go on to become sports commentators. Like even when you think of the Jamie Redknapps and all these kind of, they love talking. And that's almost, you know, where they shine. So I guess, you know, in some ways it's part of the job, but if it gives her so much stress and anxiety that she doesn't even want to play tennis in the French Open, they do need to make kind of allowances, don't they?
They do. And for example, why doesn't her coach speak on her behalf? He's paid a lot of money, I presume.
Because they're not interested. You know, they don't want his voice. The media want her voice.
Well, then that's bullying. You mean she plays tennis, she wins or she loses. It's like a football manager after Liverpool there. Jurgen Klopp steps out and he goes, well, we should have played better and we, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
So let the coach take the heat so the professional player can get on with playing the game.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, if there are people in sport who like doing the talking and enjoy doing press conferences, let them do it. They can opt in or opt out. Do you think that she'll be able to come back and resume her tennis career, or do you think Boris Becker could be right?
You know what? I hope she does. I really do, because I'm watching it. I hope she comes back. And if she does, well, she's beating the media and beating the bullion because she deserves it. She's just a young girl who loves tennis, gets a lot of money for it, but that's her own business. Let the coach come out and speak and leave her play the game.
Okay, Damien, when are you back on the radio?
Tomorrow, I won't be as angry tomorrow, I promise. tomorrow morning between 11 and 2, Classic Hits Sunday, Bank Holiday Special. And of course, Trina, we're all excited. Barry Lang tomorrow from 5 has the hotline. Whoop, from 1991.
Oh, brilliant. 91. Oh, I love that year. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm showing me age. I hide me debs that year and all. So I remember the Zoe sunshine on a rainy day. Yeah, they had me with me. What do you call the flower? What was the flower in the box?
The orchid.
An orchid.
Was it a box of black magic? Was it?
Yeah, Zoe sunshine on a rainy day. What else is in there? There's Dizzy Vic Reeves. Shanice, I Love Your Smile, all those great songs from the early 90s.
Can't wait. Thanks, Damien. This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.